Hello and welcome to the latest Texans Talk podcast. I'm your host for the week, Anthony Wood, and with me today is Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. Aaron, thank you very much for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Doing great, Anthony. Thanks for having me on.
No, absolutely. And first of all, how nice is it to have a day off from standing out in that Houston heat all day?
I enjoyed it. I went to yoga. I went to the gym twice, actually. I had a nice lunch. It was great.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I mean, that Houston heat, obviously, I mean, what's it like having that new cooling unit down at NRG? Has that come in handy for you and the other reporters as well?
I've been inside the cooling unit. I went in there in the spring, though, when it wasn't quite as hot. So I missed that one where we got in there. But they told me, the public relations staff, I'll get another chance to get in there. And looking forward to it. We had one really hot day on Saturday where and just watching, it felt terrible. It was really sunny and felt like I was just cooking out there. And that was the only day that I really felt uncomfortable. But Bill O'Brien goes one day inside, one day outside. He alternates. So by that, we should be back inside tomorrow. So, yeah, when we get back to practice on Wednesday morning. And, yeah, we've had our first day off. That we had 5 days in a row of camp. And then we get Friday off, too. So we get 2 days in a row and then one off, and then not too long before we go to Green Bay. I fly up to Green Bay on Sunday.
Absolutely. So you've had a good few days now to watch them practice. Obviously, you mentioned you've been there 5 days now in total. So let's start with the offense. How have they been clicking so far, and especially now that all the receivers are healthy, and obviously, and most importantly at this point in time, Deshaun Watson is out there healthy.
Right. They look pretty good to me, Anthony. What I've seen is an offense that has a lot of potential, especially with the healthy receivers, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller and Kiki Kuti. That has a chance to be a real strength for this team. And yeah, I expect a lot from Deshaun Watson. I think after last season, why wouldn't you expect a lot from him? And he was named to the Pro Bowl as a alternate and had an outstanding season, didn't have a very good playoff game. If the offensive line is better, then this team could go a long way. The line looks a little better to me. They look bigger. And so far, Matt Khalil, who I thought was quite honestly done, he has held up so far. They haven't really done that much hitting, but he looks okay out there, and they've been able to have the luxury of breaking in their first-round pick, Titus Howard, as a guard on the left side, and he will either be the left guard or the left tackle, but I'm certain he will be a starter. And what this means is I believe Senio Kilamete could go from starter to not making the team potentially, and having Martinez Rankin back as a cheaper backup. I don't foresee too many scenarios where he winds up the starter. And I could see Max Sharping possibly pushing out Zach Fulton at right guard. Chantrell Henderson looks pretty good at right tackle, and I think he's going to open the season as a starting right tackle.
I'd have to agree about Henderson. I think the Texans have been quite keen on him for a while now. What I have to admit is that I find slightly strange at this point in time is obviously seeing Howard line up as a guard. It wasn't something that many people have really expected. Do you think this is a long-term position for him?
Or spring, honestly. No, I think he'll eventually be a tackle, but they said in the spring they were going to cross-train him, and they started doing that. And this was the plan, I've been told all along, was to have him initially play guard and tackle. And they think it's simpler for a rookie to play guard. If you go way back, Jonathan Ogden played some guard before they moved him to tackle. Not that he's Jonathan Ogden, but they've done this with a lot of rookie tackles where they break in at guard. It's easier because you have two people next to you. You're not out there alone on the island, on the edge, and you have the support of a center and support of a tackle on your left and your right, and that helps.
Yeah.
I think in his case, you know, he's a pretty quick study. He's a smart guy, and I think he's picking things up well. I would say that they just feel like they want the veteran insurance of having older tackles, and obviously under no scenario do they have Julian Davenport starting. So he's lost his starting job, and you know he's going to just be a backup this year.
Certainly. And a quick note on Jonathan Ogden there. I managed to meet him a couple of years ago. I have to admit, I've never felt so short in my life than when I was standing next to him. That was
Try
the
playing high school football against them. It was a lot. Like, I covered him in Baltimore. Yeah, he's the biggest person I've ever met.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, moving on from the offensive line, what are your thoughts on the, obviously we know about the three main receivers, QT, Fuller, and Hopkins. What are your thoughts on the backups? How are they all looking?
They look okay to me. Tyron Johnson, the undrafted rookie from Oklahoma State, has flashed some of the deep threat. He needs to have more consistent hands. I don't feel like Johnny Dixon has had as good a camp as Johnson. And Vincent Smith is probably a little bit better at everything than those two guys. He's more experienced, he's fast, and he has some experience in the system. He got a touchdown last year. I think those are the best guys. And DeAndre Carter, he's still injured and not expected back until later in the preseason. So, you know, if he makes a team again, it's because of what he does as a kick returner. He's not really one of their better receivers, but he can, you know, move the chains a little bit as a backup slot. But they, in all honesty, I think they need a little bit better depth, because odds are that one of those guys will get injured, Fuller or Kuti, and based on their history of durability. So that's going to put them in another emergency situation because they don't have a really good fourth receiver. So, yeah, I think they're a little thin at the position.
I mean, certainly after last year, you think that that's certainly one position they would be looking at. Obviously, we saw Joe Webb line up at receiver last year. Can you see them possibly going for a free agent at all? Or
right, budget. I don't think there's anyone out there. I just think it's tough with your budget sometimes to address all these positions. But they did bring in Chad Hansen. They brought him in off waivers. He's a possession receiver type, and he's been in with New Orleans and with the Jets, and he's, I think, caught about 9 NFL passes. So he's a little bit of experience, and you know, he's in the mix now too, but he just got here.
Certainly. And then moving on to another skill position on that offense, how do you think this tight end group is shaping up? Obviously, I know we've only seen bits of Jordan Thomas at this point in time, and Kahale Waring still injured, but what are your thoughts overall?
Well, those guys need to get healthy. They need to practice, and they both have strained hamstrings. So I think Waring is close to being back. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts practicing at some point this week. And Thomas, I don't think he'll be back this week. And that's unfortunate, because those guys need to work. And in the meantime, we've seen Jarrell Adams and Daniel Phillips play a lot, and they've done okay. But Jordan Akins has had, I would say, of the, you know, players that will definitely be on the roster, he's probably had the most consistent camp so far. And he also plays fullback and H-back and can line up as a slot receiver.
I'm looking forward to seeing some improvements from him this year, because he showed some good signs last year. So moving on to the defense, what are your thoughts on this current cornerback group? Obviously, we've heard about Jonathan Joseph has received a pay rise for this year, and Bradley Roby has finally started training as well. Lonnie Johnson's got a slight injury. Overall, what are your thoughts?
Right. Well, you know, I'm concerned about the cornerback position. I think it potentially could be worse than the offensive line. When I look at, you know, Jonathan Joseph, he has trouble in practice with speed receivers like Will Fuller. He was beat by about 10 yards on a touchdown the other day, and they just gave him a raise actually before the start of training camp and reported on this. And, you know, he got a $1.5 million signing bonus. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Bradley Roby could be good, but you know, he has to be consistent. He's looked better in training camp than he did in the offseason. And then Lonnie Johnson, just as he has a couple of good practices, and he gets hurt on Sunday, and then he's been out for a couple of days now. And I don't think it's anything long-term. He's been at practice since the injury, but yeah, I think he dinged his left knee a little bit, and they'll be careful with him. So hopefully he's back out there by the weekend.
Fingers crossed, I'm sure, for all the Texans fans out there. And how about that front seven? Obviously, JJ looks to be back on top form, by all accounts. Whitney Mercilus has done well too. But how about the likes of Brennan Scarlett and Charles Menihue in the absence of Clowney as well?
Right, yeah. What I've seen from Scarlett, he's done well in pass coverage. He hasn't really flashed as a pass rusher. Charles Menihue has made some noise with an inside rush, and he's batted away some passes. I think he has good potential, but he's very young and has a lot to learn. So, yeah, when I think about the team without Jadeveon Clowney, it's really kind of a one-dimensional defense with the pass rush, where J.J. Watt is the only real threat. Whitney Mercilus is not in his category as a rusher, but you know, he's a solid player. I feel like his best years as a pass rusher seem to have been a few years ago, and they don't appear to trust him this way they used to get to the quarterback.
And that's a real shame, because when he was at his prime, he was a very, very good player. One question I've got to ask, obviously you mentioned the left tackle position that Khalil's done a decent job so far. Earlier today, Donald Penn signed a one-year deal with the Redskins, seemingly at least paving the way for Trent Williams to leave. Do you see if there's any possibility that the Texans could go after him at all?
No, I don't think they will. I think they will not overload the position with Trent Williams plus Matt Khalil plus Titus Howard. I think they'll stand pat with what they have. And I think they're less likely to make a move since the start of camp. They're probably more encouraged by the line and its potential than they were during the offseason when Khalil hadn't practiced at all. So, yeah, I think that Trent, obviously things aren't good between him and Washington right now, but that doesn't mean that they will pull the plug and take less than market value for him. And Donald Penn is a player that a lot of general managers told me they think he's pretty washed up. So, yeah, I wouldn't expect that that's really an adequate replacement. I believe Bruce Allen, the Redskins team president, was speaking at a back in camp eventually.
Oh, sorry, they cut out there slightly. Could you start from where the GM was speaking, sorry, about Trent Williams?
Right, Bruce Allen made it clear that just having Donald Penn does not end their desire for having Trent Williams, that they still want to get him back into camp, and they hope to get him back into camp eventually.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm sure Texans fans out there will be glad to hear that at least there's some good news for that offensive line with Khalil performing and Howard doing well as well. And then finally, just to wrap things up, Houston, obviously you mentioned that they're preparing to head to Green Bay later this week. My question is, will you be heading to training on a bicycle as well, just like the players? Will you be following them in?
If they will give me a bicycle, I will be like the next breaking away. I'll like Dennis Quaid, just racing to practice. I'll race J.J. Watt. I think I can take him with, if he's in full pads and I'm, you know, just wearing my normal, you know, stuff, I feel like I could pedal my bike faster. But I just don't know if I'm going to get that opportunity. Maybe if you, you know, with you being at USA Today, if you could arrange something like that, maybe call ahead, call the Packers, tell them I want to do that. And I can dispel this one right away.
I'll see.
I will not ride a tandem bike with my friend John McClain. He's got to get his own bicycle. We're not going to tandem bike it. But yeah, he's my guy. I can't tandem bike with anyone. just not going to do it.
Can I just say, at this point in time, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. So I'll see if there's any way I can help arrange this. Aaron, thank you very much for agreeing to speak to us once again. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
I am on Twitter, @AaronWilson_NFL. I'm on Instagram, @AaronWilson7128.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to us. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've been your host, Anthony Wood. Follow me on Twitter @ARWoodNFL. And of course, keep up to date with everything Texans at the Texans Wire of USA Today. Thank you very much for listening.